This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 30, 2016. Today is the 181st anniversary of the birth of Samuel Langhorne Clemens, also known as Mark Twain. Bill Newell starts us off with the Linway robbery that took place yesterday and shooting that shut down traffic on the Linway for several hours.
An armed robbery suspect was shot to death Tuesday morning by Lynn police, and the incident turned the Linway into a crime scene, slowing morning commuter traffic to a crawl. In a story in today's Daily Item of Lynn, Thor Jorgensen and Gayla Colley write the following. Police responded to a 911 call at 3:47 a.m. for an armed robbery at the Linway Golf, 525 the Linway. Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger said the suspect, identified as Michael McGinnis, 41 years old, of Malden, went into the station and told the clerk he had a gun. McGinnis robbed the station of $150 after a violent struggle, during which he threatened to shoot the clerk, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. The clerk was shaken up, but not hurt. McGinnis fled on foot, walking the southbound lane of the Linway, until crossing at 491 Linway, where he was approached by Lynn police. Coppinger said the suspect had his hands in his pockets and was ordered several times by police to show his hands. Authorities said McGinnis refused to comply, and the request from police, at some point, one of the officers discharged his weapon twice, striking the suspect in the upper torso. Quote, "We had information that he was armed with a handgun," Coppinger said of McGinnis. The suspect was taken to Massachusetts General Hospital, where he underwent surgery and was pronounced dead shortly after 9 a.m., according to the DA. No officers were hurt in the incident, but Coppinger said three officers directly involved were placed on paid administrative leave for 3 days as part of protocol for an official officer-involved shooting. Traffic was snarled for several hours following the incident, with the Linway closed in both directions from the Commercial Street area to Shepherd Street from shortly after 4 a.m. to about 9:30 in the morning. This is the third Linn police officer-involved shooting this year, and all three cases are still under investigation by the Essex County District Attorney's Office, according to spokeswoman Carrie Kimball Monahan. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, and as unemployment continues to drop in Massachusetts and on the North Shore, employers are struggling with the flip side of the positive trend, finding qualified workers. Unemployment dropped to 2.6% in October for the Peabody-Salem-Beverly area, down from 4.2% a year ago, according to figures released by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. The improving economy is prompting many businesses to hire more workers. The trouble is finding people who are qualified. Mary Saris, Executive Director of the North Shore Workforce Investment Board, which oversees federally funded employment and training services in the region, is quoted by Paul Layton as saying, "Almost every industry is in some sort of hiring mode. They are struggling to find enough people to fill the jobs that are vacant." Paul Layton continues, North Shore Chamber of Commerce President Bob Bradford and local businesses cited the lack of qualified workers as the number one issue in a survey as far back as last year. As unemployment drops, the problem only becomes greater. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, "Lynn's first major waterfront development that promises to jumpstart the Linway's transformation will take longer than expected to break ground." Environmental Affairs Secretary Matthew Beaton asked in a letter to Minco Development from North Andover to detail how it plans to avoid, minimize, and mitigate the environmental, traffic, and parking impacts of the $80 million project that will turn the former Beacon Chevrolet site into an oceanfront apartment community. Since the proposal requires a Chapter 91 license, a state law that projects the public's access to waterways, and the development will receive $1.2 million in infrastructure assistance, the Commonwealth has broad jurisdiction over the project. Before being issued a permit, the developer must provide an environmental impact report that will demonstrate how the plans for the 9-acre site will avoid damage to the environment, identify impacts to the wetlands, analyze the site's vulnerability to climate change, avoid or fix any damage to the landscape, and mitigate traffic impacts. Eric Loth, BNCO's managing director, said the report will take up to 90 days to complete and push the project's start date closer to Labor Day. More on itemlive.com with Thomas Grillo. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, construction workers on both sides of Western Avenue in Gloucester battled winds and a driving rain Tuesday at the Blimmin Bridge. Signs not only of their perseverance, but that a pair of major projects has taken new strides forward. On one side, the City of Gloucester's $7 million seawall project included work on land and in the water Tuesday, as divers cut away portions of a metal cofferdam meant to protect work on the new seawall. That step, said City Public Works Director Mike Hale, marks an important transition as work on the seawall itself approaches the finish line. Ray Lamont continues in the Times, on the other side of the bridge, a State Department of Transportation crew worked under a windblown blue tarp, continuing excavation toward construction of a new two-story bridge tender's house to help guide boat and vehicular traffic over the more than 100-year-old drawbridge itself is targeted. That is itself targeted for major repairs. The DPW director in Gloucester says, weather permitting, the work should be done in the spring. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.